You can put it. Put
this
it on
is
Android.
A meeting of the City Center Parking District, October 13th, 11 a.m. Derek Tokos, Community Development.
Tim Gross, Director of Public Works.
Bill Bain.
Frank Geltner.
Jim Ware.
Dave White, City of Newport.
What we had on the agenda was actually to go over changes to loading zones and signage. That was the primary item, and we're not ready at this point, so this could be a fairly brief meeting. Some additional work.
On that point, the reason I'm late is I stopped J&R.
Yeah.
I think there was a loading zone there. It's not. Two 20-minute spots and then two-hour spots. I asked him if he's okay with the signage. He's happy. So one of my things was to check on loading zones, and I got that one checked. It wasn't there.
There was no loading zone there. That's a 20-minute, and it covers two spaces.
Right.
It used to be a loading zone, two spaces. And that's fine.
Yeah, so anyway.
Okay.
Potentially serves the same purpose as a loading zone. If it's
right,
a parking.
Exactly.
We had talked about that, as marking the parking as limited duration and essentially providing that function instead of painting it as a loading zone.
There you go. So that's what I think.
That'd be perfect. I don't see a problem with that.
But what we are working on is some diagrams showing exactly where the signage changes are proposed, and that's what we need to kind of review with you to make sure that where we're proposing to make the changes is consistent with the comments and thoughts you've shared with us up to date.
Okay.
And then once we have that and have a chance to go over that, and then we can turn to talking about an implementation schedule and outreach and things of that nature. One thing we can talk about briefly would be the 6th Street parking situation in the Crestview Apartments and the discussion we had at a last meeting, which was to kind of do away with the concept of any kind of permit parking, find a way such that we don't need to do permit parking. And I did share that with the individual whose mother has difficulty, with the parking situation, and so she kind of is up to speed with where we're at. But Dave, did you want to kind of talk a little bit about the 6th Street option?
Well, I don't know. Tim and I went out and looked at it, and there really isn't any more options in there. They're starting to utilize that as parking after we did a little bit of work on that approach there going into it. So, I mean, it's probably eliminated probably 4 cars off of the street as it is right now that we could see while we were working there anyway.
What did you do there? Did you put diagonals in on 6th?
Yes, that's, we've changed the...
Not on 6th.
No, not on 6th.
On Herbert we did.
No, on Herbert.
On Herbert, on diagonals on the other side of the street then.
Both sides of the
both
street.
Sides.
Both sides.
That's
so
correct.
Herbert's got to be 60 feet wide.
Oh, I know, but Herbert had parallel on one side and diagonal on the other side, right?
Right. Well, so partial. There was a little bit of diagonal down by Jernigan's and in there on Herbert Street.
Okay.
Down by the plumbing outfit.
Right.
Yeah. Well, once uptown, you fix that one horrible corner, that subgraded catch basin.
Yeah.
And you fix that and overlaid the whole thing. That ought to have made a huge difference all by itself.
Yeah. And we gained approximately 6 spots so far on it by just doing that.
Cool.
Down on the lower end, 3 on each side. And then also we moved the handicap stall. We moved it on down to the last 2 stalls down there.
Mm-hmm. In front of the barbershop?
Yeah, down towards 7th Street.
On 7th Street.
Right.
So you're marking a handicap stall in the street?
Pardon?
You're marking a handicap stall in the street. You said you moved the handicap one down to 7th Street.
No, it's on Herbert, but just down 2 stalls from where it was at.
So you're marking a handicap designated parking spot on the street?
Yes.
Has he painted it yet?
No.
We
have to move the sign.
I want to look at that before you paint it.
Okay.
We need to make sure that that's something we really need to want to do there. I don't think that we should do that there, not in 7th and Hubert. I mean, you're basically indicating a handicapped parking spot in an area that doesn't have remotely handicapped accessible grades is what's going on there.
No, we're fine there, Tim.
Let's take a look at it.
Yeah.
If we get out of here early, let's go drive over there quick before I get to it.
Yeah, no, we're on the north side, not yeah. the not the.
Well, I know, and just because it's been marked that way before doesn't mean we necessarily should mark it that way again if it wasn't an appropriate location yeah. to do it. We okay. just want to make sure we put it in the right spot yeah. if we have to do something there. But I would really rather not have handicapped parking stalls marked on the street at all. That's not an appropriate marking in a public right of way, as far as I'm concerned, unless you have appropriate handicap accessibility to your spot.
Right, that's what we have there. I'll show you when we get there. We have the grid and everything. It's van accessible in the whole area and wide enough there.
But the grid is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the stripe.
Are you talking about like getting up to clients?
Well, yeah. I understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, the slope of the sidewalk.
There's a slope.
Oh,
I mean, Herbert's on a hill.
Yeah.
And it's a compound slope. It doesn't just slope one way. It slopes both ways, right?
And we don't want to promote somebody parking there and then simply not being able to handle their wheelchair once they get out of their vehicle. We don't want to do that or make it so they can't get up on the sidewalk or make it so they can't actually get out of the spot. It could be marked any way we want it to, but if the grades and the accessibility don't allow them to use the spot, we don't want to mark the spot there. That makes sense? We just need to look
right.
at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's... I understand what you're saying there, and we're all right. But
so my sense is we ought to go ahead and kind of set out a new schedule, I guess, for when we will have these maps so that we actually have this information for you.
Can we move back just a little bit so that I'm clear on where you went with the last meeting?
Sure.
And making the decision not to go with the residential permits. Is there a differentiation between one half of the block and the other half of the block as to the time limit that's allowed in there?
Well, one of the things...
Or is it the entire side of the block going to be a longer time period?
Well, one of the things we talked about at the last meeting was eliminating timed parking in certain areas.
And was that one block from 7th to 6th on Herbert Street?
By the apartments?
By the apartments. Is
that an area that was an area that
reduces,
we were gonna,
that eliminates
yeah,
the time parking?
That's right. What I recall.
And it's not a final, in other words, he's still going to go out and get community input
right.
on that recommendation.
Okay.
So the original
argument that we made for time parking in there is that the... south or southeast end of that block on Herbert Street from the midpoint, you know, you've got the apartment on the corner, and then mm-hmm. the rest of that block is all retail. Mm-hmm. And we thought that that deserved a two-hour time for the retail turn, that there was ample opportunity on the opposite side of the street where we went to either no time zone or eight hours or whatever it was we decided we recommended that. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but I think after our last meeting, I was convinced at least that we should put up this trial balloon and minimize
the signage.
Yeah. As much as
well,
possible.
And the other advantage, and I can understand the other advantage, is that takes away another area of contention for the parking enforcement folks. So
yeah.
they wouldn't have to deal with
yeah.
it. And I, you know, I would support that.
And those particular
I'm just concerned that we provide adequate parking, but I think by adding six spaces in there with what you've done, that problem takes care of it.
Yeah, that's still going to be a situation because actually those apartments really don't have any place to park but on the street. So
that's exactly
like you
right.
said. We do. I think you need to look at that.
Well, that
how
was,
we're going to sign that or
concern.
Whatever for
that was the main concern, and that was the reason for making a recommendation of going to a residential permit is that those folks in the apartment don't actually have any place to go.
Right,
and it seemed a simple solution. To create the residential parking permit. It works in lots of places. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
So. Right, but that would be irrespective of the signage, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you could leave the signage there,
right.
but identify the vehicles with the residential parking. And that was the idea.
Yeah.
And that's strictly for enforcement.
That was strictly for enforcement.
Right. Isn't that kind of what Nye Beach did? With the permit type deal, but I mean.
Right, but their scale is a little bit different. Here, I mean, I think one of the things we were talking about too is the only thing that's driving the need for permit parking is the apartments.
Yep.
So if we can just resolve this short of, you know, resolve it by adjusting signage and maybe putting in some additional spaces, that's from an administration side, that's a whole lot easier than putting in a permit parking for such a limited application.
Yeah, I know, but I still think, well, maybe it'll be fine. Maybe it'll work out. And it's fine to...
I don't think it's off the table
permanently.
Right.
I still think, you know, it's a relatively benign, essentially simple administrative task to issue a residential permit, seems to me. Ought to be.
Right.
If it isn't, it should be.
And really, I think the only concern is that one client.
Yeah.
Primarily that one client.
They're the only ones who have made...
Well, I think there are some other folks that live in that apartment that would avail themselves of it. I think it's more than one person.
I understand that, but once it's out there, it's out there. And if the person who complained is happy, we've solved the problem. Otherwise, we've essentially advertised that this is available to...
Well, okay, but maybe there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, I agree. No, I agree. But, I mean, that's just...
I mean, you're still only going to deal with a limited number of folks.
Right.
You're only dealing with a very narrow set of problems. But if it's satisfactory, if it works out satisfactorily, then I've got no beef.
Okay. The thought is that when we bring these maps, we'll also be identifying where signage is going to be removed. So, I mean, we'll have an opportunity to kind of just winnow in and look and at a block-by-block level and make sure that the plan we're putting together for the signage changes is in line with what your expectations are. So that's where we're going with this. We just need a little bit more time.
And the uniformity is the other piece, right?
Uniformity? In terms of the...
Uniformity of locations and numbers.
Right.
Like two in a block or something like that, and consistent.
I think the objective was to be...
Locations and those kinds of things.
We didn't talk so much about locations, but consistency in terms of the two-hour parking.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, if you remember, one of the discussions that we had was, as we go up and down 101 in particular, it's not as critical on the side streets because they seem to be more uniform. But there was one block on 101 that only had one sign, and there was another block that had three of them. So I'm just saying, I think if you can consistently locate two signs per block or something of that nature for your time, your two-hour time parking in consistent, not only in consistent numbers, but in consistent locations. Okay. At the lead end of the block and maybe the middle of the block or something of that nature.
On the highway.
On the highway.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike's been working on that.
So that the person who's parking a vehicle has a fair chance of understanding what the limitations are.
Yeah.
What the rules are. It's just a matter of visibility.
Right.
We basically were going to recommend that most of the loading zones just go away.
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. And then by sending out a pre-notice of kind of gives them one more opportunity to give us some feedback.
Right.
Because that might be an issue for a couple, but for most people it's not going to matter that the loading zones go.
Well, particularly if in fact you can identify a couple spots that you want to say 20-minute zone, that might be a good trade-off.
Limited to,
Dropping the loading zone ID and replacing that with a 20-minute zone
doesn't it then cut that space out for all other time of the day?
Right.
And to me, I'd rather float the idea of none and then see where the flak is.
I agree. Sounds good.
So, one thing on a side note, just to give you an update on the electric charging stations. We have been contacted by the sub for the state, and they are working on 9th and Herbert as their primary site right now. They do have some issues with power that they're trying to sort out, so if they can't get the power issue sorted out, then we'll be looking at another site. But if they can, we've pushed them towards 9th and Herbert.
That parking lot?
Yeah. Okay. Their preference was Bayfront, but we have the spaces down there, so you know, such a premium that that's...
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
By the way, before I forget it, the men's door on that new bathroom has been torqued to where any able-bodied person would not be able to engage the lock. It's like been someone did something to it.
Which one? The one down on the Bayfront?
Yeah. No, the new one.
No, the Jekyll one.
There's a new one on the Bayfront, too.
No, I said...
Oh,
on this lot that we're talking about.
I don't know if that's still under Petiva or...
Oh, I was gonna drop Jim a note. I'll let Jim know, and Jim will figure it out, I guess. So,
did you guys look at that area that we talked about, where Hubert turned towards the Bayfront? We talked about maybe making some parking there. Did you ever look at that, if anything?
Well, we never got a chance to down below the mural there.
We never laid out an alignment on that where we're supposed to.
Well, I don't know. We had mentioned it, and I just wanted to throw an eyeball at it, see if there's anything.
Looked at possibly putting some RV parking or something in there, a couple RVs or something like that.
I don't know. Task order for us to go and lay that out.
It was just mentioned.
It was just an idea. I just wondered if you'd have to look at it real by.
It wasn't relayed to him yet.
Yeah. Okay.
We've looked at it in the past.
Yeah.
And it's certainly doable. Yeah. It just needs to be laid out.
Right.
I would assume that Mike can lay it out.
I thought it was a good idea when you brought it up to use that.
Yeah, we'd have to. I don't know what was allotted for the, it used to be a barbershop or something there.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Honestly, we need to put the work order together, traffic order together for some of these things. And
sure.
I'm assuming one that's kind of worked out exactly how this is going to work, that we would have a traffic order that would cover... This is the traffic order ordering blah 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 blah.
The whole
striping that would be included in that, and then we simply just go out and lay it out and paint it. Yeah. And I don't think we need to come back with a plan on how that would work. We'll just simply figure out how it will work in the field and market.
I don't think that needs a further mastication.
Yeah, I think our biggest deal is to get, which I apologize on that because our overlays came up and stuff like that. So.
And Mike talked about
Mike didn't have time to get that.
Which should be signed in some fashion as part of this. And Derek and I talked a little bit about that, and marking it as, you know, RV parking down here. And then also we talked about possibly adding a bus route sign.
Yeah, we talked to the transit.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, getting folks directed down to the 9th and Herbert lot.
I have a bus stop there.
Well, if we're gonna do parking directional signage to the parking lot, they have a bus stop there, so go ahead and double up that and show that that's a bus stop as well.
There's already a bus stop there, but the signage is lacking.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the one in front of the restrooms?
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
We probably should think. Ultimately, that charging station is going to have some sort of signage too, and we need to think about how that signage is going to work on the corner of Hubert and not in 101 there, because there's going to be a whole buttload of signs right there, and we need to think about how that's going to get laid out and what those signs are going to be, and think about adding that future charging sign to whatever layout we have, and think about how that's going to work. Because ODOT's not going to let us just go and pile a whole bunch of signs out there, and we need to think about how it's going to be set up.
You've got a pretty limited area right there anyways.
Mm-hmm. And yet, in my opinion, you have a limited attention span there, especially if you're not stopped at the light, so it's got to be pretty concise.
Kidding.
I mean, there's some signage that directs them to the Bayfront, and there's some signage that directs them to Nye Beach that deals with some of those multi-use types of things. I remember it's over like Neff Way or something crazy like that, where it's
down on
fishing and lodging and all this stuff, and I need to take a look at that.
It's sign confusion.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, but they're uniform in the types of signage they are, which actually helps a little bit with the cognition of what you're looking for.
Correct.
So we need to figure out what those charging station signs are and what their size is, and pair them with appropriate signage to direct people to that area.
Yeah, you might look at directing them down by the chamber, down by the RV dump,
and then
move them over, and then move them down that way instead of trying to push them there at the light anyways. If that comes up.
To take a left turn though on there.
Right. But okay. I mean, if we have a problem with...
But if you're northbound, you could come in.
You can come in on 9th Street.
Right. Yeah. On the charging station, Is that going to take, what, two, three, four spaces? What are they thinking?
Couple spaces.
Couple, all right. Mm-hmm. So not a real impact then.
I don't see it on the 9th and Herbert lot. That's not a fully utilized lot right now. So
right. Pretty cool today for some reason.
Yeah, but a couple spaces I think we can.
Are there?
There's a big bunny squash going on there right now to the back of the trunk.
Something's going on there.
Well, I hope they don't have the problem Portland's having right now with theirs. Hot plates plugged into them, lights plugged into them.
Oh, I believe that.
All on the charging stations?
Yeah, with the protest thing going up, they figured out how to hook into those, and they got a whole, they got RVs hooked up. They got
hey, the tailgate party is on, huh? I love it.
So what would make sense as a date, Dave?
What do you guys think? Out in 2012.
Come on, guys.
A date for
the discussion about the signage.
Give us a month. We need a month.
Mike's going to be gone next week.
Okay.
All week.
We need a month.
So we need a little bit of time, yes.
Week of 7th of November.
I mean, you're hitting the public works guys at their worst time of year. They're cleaning for the winter and they're sweeping and doing everything we can right now. This is not a great time to be mapping and meeting. So a month at a minimum.
So the week of November 7th?
Sure.
That's not a month.
That's like three quarters.
That's 3 weeks.
He nibbled on it a little.
How about the following week? That's 3 weeks. Following week would be good.
The month, yeah, that week of the 7th has got Veterans Day in it and all kinds of stuff. So
all right.
I'd appreciate the
second week of November.
Yeah. And also November is... Christmas decoration time.
That's okay. All right. You're how about...
right after Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah, but this is before Thanksgiving. We're not even in your busy time yet. I got you a month. What do you need?
Don't you start on me.
Yeah, boys.
Be careful.
The 16th?
You want some help?
He needs some help.
No, you want some help. I'll help you beat on him.
16th work for me. No.
I can torment Dave all on my own.
Okay, let me play the devil's advocate. Why do we need a meeting at all?
Because I think it's important for us to make sure that where we're proposing to make the signage changes are in sync with at least the general sense of where you wanted it to go.
We'll come up with a map. You'll take a look at it because we need.
Letter's
to
not going to go out until you guys sign off on the concept.
Meeting. Okay.
Yeah, we need a meeting for you to look at the proposed changes because when we go through those, we're going to issue a traffic order to do this work. I can't just go out and flip signs, and that traffic order will then be signed by the city manager, and then we'll authorize the crews to go ahead and do the work.
Once we have your buy-off or buy-off with whatever adjustments come out of that meeting, we'll talk about the implementation schedule. And that'll include the timing of the letter, the outreach, and all of that.
So what day are we meeting and what time?
16th.
November.
Any time preference?
11 o'clock.
This is a good
1100.
Time.
Got it.
But Dave, don't make sure you do
well, let's slow down. I got an 11:30 on that day.
Well, let's go 10:30.
What?
You want to do 10:30?
Yeah.
Do what?
Okay, 10:30 on the 16th.
So let's see.
10:30 on the 16th.
October 12th is the 2nd. Is this the third one? Third Wednesday, right?
Are you sending an email notice out, Derek?
Yeah, I'll send an email out to you guys.
10:30
on the 16th.
Mm-hmm. I forgot my book. I forgot my droid.
Okay, Dave. Let's go see your handicap parking space.
Thank you.
Are you going to go look at parking spaces, or do you have a minute to talk about?
Be sure to go see Tim in Schoolhouse Rock.
Are you involved in that?
Everybody?
Not really.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, I just want to let you know.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay. And we'll have a discussion later.